Dreamscape presents The Body in the Wardrobe by Catherine Hull Page. Narrated by Tanya Eby. All shall be done, but it may be harder than you think. C.S. Lewis, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Chapter 1. When Sophie Maxwell became engaged to Will Tarkington Maxwell, the surname's a happy coincidence, she assumed she would be acquiring a number of new kin. But during her first visit to Savannah, Will's hometown, she was startled to discover she was soon to be related to roughly half the population of Georgia. Introductions such as, "My mother's cousin Jack's sister-in-law," and "Aunt Nancy's son's second wife," spilled from Will's lips with bewildering speed at an equally bewildering number of gatherings. Savannians liked a party. Rather than even begin to try to remember everyone, Sophie smiled and smiled again. She had met Will the previous summer on San Pier Island in Maine's Penobscot Bay. Will had accompanied his great-uncle, Paul McAllister, to Paul's late wife Priscilla's cottage, the Birches. Said cottage more like those of a similar name in Bar Harbor and Newport. Priscilla had been Sophie's great-aunt. It was Paul's difficult job to decide which of his wife's nieces and nephews would inherit the valuable property. It was far from love at first sight for Sophie and Will. He assumed she was as money-grubbing and devious as the rest of the contenders.